Mana 3 Media.
Welcome to Going Deep, an offshoot of the podcast, What Difference Does That Make? By Dr. Mike Courtney. I'm Mike Courtney, and for 40 days, we are involved in a spiritual adventure of going deep. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. But each day, we're looking at a passage of Scripture that talks to us about what it means to go deep in our walk with Christ. Good morning, and thanks for going deep today. The scripture reading for today is 1 Corinthians 15. It's a long chapter. If you've read it already or you're getting ready to read it, it is 58 verses long. So it's a pretty long chapter. And because of that, I'll keep our devotional time pretty short. Let me just say this is a chapter of full of all kinds of good news. The first part, Paul talks about the resurrection of Christ. Because of that, he talks about the grace that's in us and what we do with that. Then he talks about the resurrection from the body, of the body, and that when we die, that's not the end. Death is going to be defeated. There's some, at the end of this chapter, some great funeral verses that are read at almost every funeral that just brings great encouragement. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Verse 55, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? And verse 56 answers that question. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, this is the last verse, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Just great encouraging. It's a great chapter to read. I have two favorite verses in this chapter, and it's going to be the devotional thought for the day. Here's my two favorite verses. The first favorite verse is found in verse 51. 51. When I was pastoring in Ohio, we built a new church, great church. I had a friend there, a lady, Betsy Harvey, who was absolutely the greatest nursery director I have ever had the privilege of working with. Betsy was just amazing. And we had a nursery that was the talk of the town. We had an amazing nursery. So as we built a new church, of course, we wanted to really invest some energy into the nursery. And one of the things that we did in that new nursery, I don't know if it was Betsy's idea or my idea, but it was a fun thing. We put this verse of scripture over top of the door of the nursery. First Corinthians 15, verse 51. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Isn't that a great verse for a nursery? We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Maybe some of you moms want to put that over your nursery at home. Well, here's a more serious, and it really is a favorite verse in this chapter. In verse 10, Paul's talking about the resurrection of Christ, what that has done, what it's done in the life of the apostles, what it's done in his own life. And he says this in verse 10. I call it the Popeye verse. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Remember Popeye saying, I am what I am? Listen to this part. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. One translation says, his grace to me will not go wasted. Wow. I can't tell you how many times I have read that verse and wept as I think about what God has done in my life. And I grit my teeth and I clench my fist and I say, dadgummit, that will not be wasted. The story that God has brought out of me will not be wasted. His grace to me will not be wasted. So this week, the theme is waking up. We did holding on, letting go, speaking up, and today waking up. And here's my encouragement for you today. What grace has God given you? What has He done in your life? Think about that. Dwell on that. And then clench your fist and grit your teeth and say, that will not be wasted. I'm going to do everything in my power from here on out to use the grace of God for His glory and for the good of the people around me. Someone said that when we get to heaven, we'll be asked two questions, only two questions. The first question God will ask us is, what did you do with my son? And the second question will be, what did you do for my son? The with my son is His grace. The for my son is not wasting it. So today, let's go deep by examining the grace of God in our lives and then saying, God, it's not going to be wasted. Thanks for being a part of this. Hey, let me ask a favor. Would you go, if you haven't done this, go to branchesblog.com and subscribe. Sign up there. I will tell you candidly, you're put on an email list that's through MailChimp. I don't send out a lot of emails. I don't use that a lot. But we are, Doris and I particularly, are beginning to do some things that we would like to keep you aware of. We're going to do some more marriage retreats now that COVID is kind of lifted. We're going to do more marriage retreats. We're going to do more men's retreats. We're going to do more conferences. And that is that's really the only mailing list that we have. That's the best way we have of getting the word out to you. So if you enjoy this podcast at all, or whatever this thing is, would you go to branchesblog.com and just subscribe? And again, you're not going to get a lot from us, but every once in a while, be nice to be able to be in touch with you. Well, thank you again. Have a blessed day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us for Going Deep. If this is your first day, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. If you'd like to know more about Going Deep or the podcast, What Difference Does That Make, you can go to branchesblog.com or continue to listening on podcasts wherever you find them, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM. Look for What Difference Does That Make by Dr. Mike Courtney. Again, thank you for being a part of this, and join us tomorrow as we continue going deep.